200 years ago today, the American Daily Advertiser in Philadelphia published an open letter from the nation's first president to his countrymen. Among other things, George Washington used his farewell address to give his reasons for not seeking a third term. "Every day," he wrote, "the increasing weight of years admonishes me more and more that the shade of retirement is as necessary to me as it is welcome." Commentator Joe LeConte says one aspect of Washington's farewell address has special relevance to this year's political campaign.
By the 1790s, Washington had witnessed a rising tide in the corruption of public and private morals. And so he made the issue of character, personal and national, the heart of his address. What would Washington say about the current chatter about character? At the Christian Coalition Conference last weekend, conservative author Bill Bennett said the character issue is the most relevant question this campaign season. Meanwhile, liberals continue to downplay the link between private and public morals and insist that the upcoming elections have much more to do with vision than with virtue. Most Americans, it seems, are ambivalent. Polls show that a majority distrusts President Clinton, but says they'll vote for him anyway. And many of the same Americans who have bought 2 million copies of Bennett's Book of Virtues say they don't believe in absolute moral standards, that is, in the very idea of virtue. Based on his farewell address, I think Washington would have some tart words for contemporary America. "Virtue or morality is a necessary spring of popular government," he said in 1796. Washington predicted that democracy could not survive without leaders who cultivate certain habits and civic virtues, such as honesty, decency, and humility. Many liberals today seem to think that a nation's moral strength depends on well-designed government programs, but America's first president could not conceive of good government without good citizens. Washington also warned that a strong national character was impossible without personal and robust religious faith. This should make some conservatives uneasy. Those who act as if moral renewal depended on passing the right laws or nominating the correct judges. Washington said that without a sense of religious obligation, none of America's institutions were secure. Without the anchor of faith, he said, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail. In A Sacred Union of Citizens, a recent book on Washington's farewell address, co-author Matthew Spaulding calls the document a guidepost for American self-government. Washington was perhaps the nation's most credible man to deliver such guidance. At the president's funeral, Congressman Henry Lee said that in Washington's presence, vice shuddered and virtue always felt his fostering hand. Perhaps it's time more Americans stopped fostering vice and shuddering at virtue.
Joe LeConte is deputy editor of Policy Review, the Journal of American Citizenship.